Let's welcome in our next guest. You can find him on Twitter at Derwin L. Gray, former BYU defensive back, played in the NFL as well. It is Dewey Gray. Dewey, thanks for joining
us. Hey,
Dewey. Hey, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be on with you guys, and thank you.
Well, we're excited to talk to you, Dewey, and we're excited to get your take on when you think back on the incredible coaching career and the incredible life of Lavelle Edwards. What are some of the first things and that come to mind, and what are some of your most memorable moments with Lavelle?
Wow. Well, I will say that when I was a senior in high school at Converse Judson, right outside of San Antonio, Coach Edwards came to recruit me, and I remember he was in my high school coach's office when I walked into the office. And I just remember, like, wow, this is the guy that I see on ESPN. And as we begin to talk, I'm like, man, his face looks grumpy, but man, this is a really, really nice man. And without a shadow of a doubt, the reason why I went to BYU was Coach Edwards. I knew that I was going to play for a great coach, but over the 4 years and the subsequent years, his greatness as a coach was only surpassed by his greatness as a man and mentor. And when I think of him, yes, he was a part of changing the modern passing game in football. But when I think of him, I think of the young men like myself who are who they are because we were under his influence.
When you remember your relationship with him, when was the last time you were able to talk to Lavelle Edwards, and what was your relationship like post-playing career?
Yeah, so I talked to Coach Edwards several months ago. We talked on the phone. I actually called and left him a message last week. He was just on my heart, but we had a wonderful, wonderful conversation and just reminiscing, and I just told him that I loved him, and I just greatly appreciated him. And, you know, to tell you the kind of man that he is, he and his wife, Patty, have sent my wife and I a Christmas card since I left BYU. So we've gotten Christmas cards from the Edwards since 1993.
You know, you're not the first person to tell us that, Dewey, and specifically to mention Patty, too, and all that went into the relationship with the Edwards family. Have you ever had a relationship similar to that with Lavelle Edwards at any other point in your career with a coach?
Oh, yeah. Well, I would say my high school coach, D.W. Rutledge, I still talk to him probably twice a month, and we say, I love you after we get off the phone. And he and Coach Edwards were father figures to me because I didn't have one. And what I will say about Coach Edwards is that He was a great lover of people and a great understander of people. And what I mean by that is he had the ability to treat every guy on the team as though he was the only guy on the team. He had a way to speak to all of us, but he spoke specifically to each of us. And he knew how to pull out of you what was in you. Just a beautiful, beautiful person.
Derwin Gray is our guest, 1320K fan. What do you think? I mean, obviously his goal, he's a football coach, is to win games. But we see a lot of coaches approach that by yelling and screaming and being disciplinarians. It never felt like that was the case with Lavelle Edwards. What was his goal as a football coach for the guys he met, and why did he build these personal relationships?
Yeah, and what I would say is, Coach Edwards was a fierce competitor. He was a genius, and his greatness was he had great coaches around him that he delegated authority to them. He was able to pour vision into them and delegate authority through them. And so he was the ultimate leader in that he empowered his coaches. And so that's one of the things that I've taken as a leader is, how do I delegate and empower others to be the best that they can be and to pour vision into them? And so make no mistake, there's a reason why he's in the Hall of Fame as a coach, but he should also be in the Hall of Fame of life because of the way he treated everybody that he came in contact with. But he was a fierce, fierce competitor. And there's, you know, there are some times where Coach Edwards growled like a grizzly bear if we were not playing up to our ability. And my freshman year, we had a team meeting before we started camp, and BYU hadn't won the WAC in a while. And he goes, you know, guys, we hadn't won the WAC in a few years, and it's really, really starting to irritate me. And it was one of these things like, oh, my goodness, he's spoken. We're going to do something about this. And we went on to win 4 straight WAC championships.
You know, when you think about Kalani Sitake and knowing what you know of him, do you see similarities with him and Lavelle Edwards, or do you think Kalani could become more like Lavelle as the years wear on?
Well, no one can become Coach Edwards. There, once the good Lord made him, and forgive me if I start crying, but, you know, once the good Lord made him, there's not going to be any more Coach Edwards. But what I will say is the legacy of a leader is not often in what they accomplish, but what do you empower others to accomplish? And Kalani Sitake, the first Polynesian head coach, that's a direct influence of Coach Edwards recognizing the football abilities of Polynesians and BYU being a Polynesian pipeline. And so Kalani has brought back a lot of that relational leadership. Kalani is a fierce, fierce competitor, but he loves his teammate. He loves his team, and you can see that. And I think that will be, I think, the trademark of his leadership. And when you get young men believing that their coaches love them, they can do the impossible. And so I think that Kalani is going to do very well. And I have a son that's a 2019 free safety that BYU has offered, and I really like what I see at BYU and what they want to accomplish and even the way they're recruiting my son. So I think for lack of a better word, the tattoo that Coach Edwards has branded on Kalani is being a fierce competitor and loving the kids that you coach. And it's just amazing that Kalani's on the staff and Ty's on the staff. It's pretty cool.
Does anybody else honestly have a chance at your son? Or, I mean, is this kind of a recruiting battle that's already over?
Well, he is only a sophomore, and my wife and I have raised him to be his own man. And I want him, I don't ever want him to feel as though he has to walk in my shadow. I don't ever want him to be known as Derwin Gray's son. I want to be known as Jeremiah Gray's dad. And so he will, as the time comes, decide where he wants to go, and the Lord is blessing him. He's incredibly gifted, and he's got several offers for a young kid, and I suspect probably more going to come. And we will be in prayer, but ultimately it will be Jeremiah's decision to see where he can best glorify God with his talents.
Well, Derwin, we appreciate you sharing your relationship with Coach Edwards with us. We appreciate your time, and congratulations on all your success that you've had post-football.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you guys. Bye-bye.